Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
So you've been thinking about that heat, have you?
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to.
We're going to talk about it some more. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price. Officially, it is the weekend. We have moved past that 5 o'clock Friday afternoon hour. I do hope you have a great one planned. I know Austin's going to come in with his 40% chance of rain this weekend. I just want you to, when he starts talking about it, I want you just to remember, he's talking about pop-up showers.
Yeah. Just tune me out.
It's not going to be a washout, so no matter what he says, keep that in mind. Okay, let's talk about the three important things you really should know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Did I throw you under the bus there, Austin?
Kind of.
All right. Here's the first one. The first story, the Pensacola Beach Gateway sign, it's not going to be a reality. After all, this week, state funding for the project was removed from the 2025-2026 budget. Lawmakers will now refocus on traffic issues, improve access to Pensacola Beach, and lay the groundwork for a more efficient future without compromising the unique character of the area.
And scams have surfaced at the Florida Lottery. Scammers are calling people to claim they won prizes, but these calls are fake because the lottery literally never, ever does that. The bottom line is this. Scammers want your money and personal info. So, with Floridians being scammed out of more than $1 billion in 2024 and almost $875 million the year before that, if you get a call, just hang up.
All right, here's number three. Good advice, by the way. Here's the third story. The future of the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Memorial is in trouble. A June 30th deadline with the city of Pensacola requires the Memorial Foundation to disclose financial statements on project funding. On Thursday, the city says they have not received those documents and are prepared to terminate the agreement. The estimated cost of the project is really rising. Here you go. Let me give you a timeline. July 2020 cost $500,000. 2 years later, $1 million. Now, the Memorial Plaza is estimated to cost $2.3 million.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
We got time for a couple of these. Let's see. A cantonment man faces multiple charges, including DUI, fleeing and eluding, reckless driving, and resisting an officer. 53-year-old Bruce Tucker was found passed out in his truck in the middle of the road. When an FHP trooper attempted to wake him, he detected alcohol on Tucker's breath. Tucker refused to exit the vehicle and fled twice, eventually leading to the trooper to collide with a tree stump, damaging his cruiser. Tucker was released on an $8,000 bond.
Okay, you boaters out in the key, you're going to like this one. Escambia County is going to be moving forward with a $5.2 million project to improve the Galvez boat ramp in Perdido Key. County Administrator Wes Marino.
Be a big project, very good project. And let me just reassure everybody, we're not removing the picnic table in the sitting area. We're not doing that. So that will remain. But we will actually reconfigure the boat ramp and resurfacing, repaving, reestablishing some things, and that is going to be a fantastic thing.
Of course it is. Marino says they'll perform as much of the work as possible in the boating off season. All right. 5:15, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. That's to be expected. Also, have some problems on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Last major spot would have to be Navarre Parkway near Highway 87, though that's relatively tame compared to some of our other afternoons. As for the weather, 88 degrees, low of 76 tonight. As Chris mentioned just a few minutes ago, Saturday and Sunday are both going to have 40% chances of showers. Shouldn't be anything too severe, though, and the highs on both of those days are going to be sitting right at or just above 90 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, the Florida state government and several nonprofits are on a mission to rescue Americans from Israel as Iranian missile strikes shut down Israeli airspace. Fox 13 down in Tampa has more on the story.
Dozens of airports have stopped all flights or severely reduced operations. But there are Americans trying to escape the conflict. A Boca Raton mother waited for her son at Tampa International Airport first thing Thursday morning. He and other passengers are from a program called Birthright Israel, which provides educational trips to the Holy Land for young Americans of Jewish descent or creed. A cruise ship first brought them out of Israel to the island of Cyprus. From there, Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Division of Emergency Management coordinated several flights to Tampa, bringing some 1,500 Jewish Americans home through the Bay Area. Grable Rescue is also working with the governor to get Americans out of Israel. The Tampa nonprofit says they have a list approaching 5,000 evacuation requests.
And AAA predicting record-breaking 4th of July travel. And with the holiday falling on a Friday, they say travelers have the option of making it a long weekend or taking the entire week off. And the top destinations for doing so, Orlando and Fort Lauderdale. Doing the Sunshine State proud there.
And, you know, when we get close to the July 4th holiday period, we're going to talk to you about AAA's Tow2Go program.
Yes, and very important.
How that can play a real positive factor and make your July 4th holiday. Maybe, hopefully you don't have to use it, but if you do, it'll make your getaway just a little bit better. Florida law enforcement is cooperating with ICE to arrest workers on the Florida Space Coast. WOFL, our good friends down. This is Fox 35 in Orlando. Esther Bauer is in Cocoa Beach, Florida this afternoon, speaking to folks who witnessed those arrests.
Amaya Ruiz is concerned about the arrests and says it's not the first time she's seen authorities questioning people in and around the area.
They were asking their documentations, you know, basically racially profiling.
It's unclear how many people were taken into custody on Tuesday, but at least one vehicle was towed away from the complex. When employees are arrested like this, legal experts say their employers can also face consequences. Carlos Martin says Florida has laws on the books to keep businesses from hiring undocumented workers. Large companies have to verify someone's legal status, but small businesses could fall through.
And a 29-year-old man is in critical condition after being struck by lightning on a Florida beach today. The lightning strike happened on New Smyrna Beach, just south of Daytona Beach, and first responders performed CPR on him before transporting him to a hospital. He was standing in ankle-deep water at the time of the strike.
Some guys in hot water. In Florida, let me just tell you, a Florida man avoids going home to his angry wife, but probably wishes he had. Chris DeMio explains why.
He traded the ball and chain for handcuffs. The unidentified man is accused of breaking into a random house and hung out there for several days to avoid going home to his wife after they had a fight. Polk County Sheriff's deputies were called to the home by a neighbor who noticed suspicious activity while the homeowner was away. When cops walked in, they found the suspect cooking himself dinner and had just run a luxurious bath. He faces unarmed burglary and other charges. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Well, if that's not a cause for divorce, I don't know what is. Man, just take a look in the mirror, bro. Look at what you're doing to avoid your wife. All right, 519
maybe
here.
Maybe he should. I don't know.
519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life with Pastor James C. Johnson.
According to the old Farmer's Almanac, summer begins the day that the sun reaches its northernmost point from the celestial equator, and today is that day. Every time the seasons change, we should all pause and rejoice in the beauty of God's creation. And indeed, summer is God's creation. Psalm 74:17 plainly states that God hath made summer. God's creation is a part of the revelation of himself to mankind. The beauty of summer and the beauty of this earth point even the casual observer to a creator God. When describing Christ, the book of Colossians explains that by him were all things created, and by him all things consist. Be sure to take time today and throughout this summer to praise God for his creative handiwork.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Is your home your dream home, or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Coming up on the 4th of July is the free Pensacola Fireworks presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, let me tell you about this before you make it to the house. Maybe you're doing planning to buy a home or sell a home this weekend. You might be out looking for this. Let me give you some numbers to deal with. Mortgage rates slightly lower today. Still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.87%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.13%. Austin, there is a growing number of people taking second jobs in this current economy. I mean, you just can't make it. You know, you have to moonlight sometimes. Well, Fox Business correspondent Lauren Simonetti has a story on what's going on.
That is a two-decade high. Why is this happening? My personal opinion is because we can. The gig economy is made possible by our smartphones, right? Everything's on an app. And also so many people work from home. Mm-hmm. They have the freedom. But there is also nervousness about a potential recession. Workers are making sure they have enough money put aside for if that happens, for that rainy day. But in general, isn't this just smart financial advice? Especially for young workers. Hey, Gen Z, you're not lazy after all, right?
524. I was surprised, man.
That's a good takeaway.
Okay, stocks. Let's get the numbers down for you. Stocks ending mixed today, closing out a shortened trading week. Fox's Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed amid geopolitical tensions and as price pressure concerns weigh on investors after the Fed kept its benchmark interest rate unchanged and warned that inflation could pick up. However, today, Fed Governor Christopher Waller said that he doesn't expect tariffs to boost inflation significantly, so policymakers should be looking to lower interest rates as early as next month. Tech stocks and chip makers were the worst performers, weighing on the tech-heavy NASDAQ, while energy and consumer staples gained. And Tesla stock was up slightly. It was the last trading day before the EV maker's expected robo-taxi launch in Austin, Texas. The Dow winners, Apple, Goldman Sachs, and American Express. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amazon, and McDonald's. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525 Austin Price, by golly, has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Luckily, the roads aren't looking too bad right now. If you are dealing with any problems, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. Our worst-looking spots would have to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and we got a little bit of backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, but again, neither of those areas are too severe. As for your weather locally here, 88 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Saturday and Sunday, going to be very similar days. They are both going to have highs sitting right at or just above 90 degrees with about a 40% chance of rain.
Pop-up showers. On the weekend.
Yes.
Just get ready for that. It's not a wash. You can smile about that. Hey, listen. Also, today marks the longest stretch of daylight in 2025.
Yeah.
It is the first day of what's already looking to be a hot summer season. Jeff Manasso has the story.
The first day of summer is when the sun stays out the longest. It's happening today with the sun at its northernmost point with around 15 hours of sunlight, according to the Farmer's Almanac, for the northern half of the globe, officially kicking off the summer solstice with pools and beaches likely in high demand as a heat wave moves in this weekend into next week for millions of Americans across the country, including triple-digit temperatures expected, along with heat warnings across the East Coast's I-95 corridor. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And Harvard can enroll international students for now. A federal judge granted a preliminary injunction that halts the Trump administration's withdrawal of the university's ability to host the students. The injunction prevents the White House's revocation of the school's student and exchange visitor program certification until the judge makes a decision on a lawsuit brought by Harvard.
Okay, four people have pled guilty to a scheme involving U.S. aid. Doge said it was coming. They said they dug into these files. They found a lot of discrepancies here.
Yeah.
It's starting to surface, and Mike Emanuel has one of the stories.
According to the Justice Department, USAID official Roderick Watson sold his influence starting back in 2013. Contractors Walter Barnes and Daryl Britt funneled payoffs through subcontractor Paul Young to hide their tracks. It doesn't end there. Barnes's company, working in conjunction with another firm, kept receiving federal funds, $5,000 for human resources consulting late last year, and then later, after suing the government, a contract worth up to $800 million. Matthew R. Gagliotti, head of the Justice Department's criminal division, saying, quote, their scheme violated the public trust by corrupting the federal government's procurement process.
And I was just talking about the Ivy League a moment ago. Well, a federal judge is ordering the Trump administration to release Columbia University student Mahmoud Khalil on bail. Khalil has been detained for 3 months after the White House said he's an anti-Semitic Hamas supporter who should be deported. The judge previously ruled that Khalil's detention is not justified by a foreign policy law used to detain him.
Okay, so maybe you're loading up the car, got the family, or maybe you're flying, heading up to the Northeast. Be prepared, Americans in that region. Are preparing for a heat wave that will bring scorching temperatures. Meteorologist Zach Green up in Philadelphia today.
Sunday afternoon will really be the beginning of the excessive temperatures. 70s and 80s for overnight lows and a wall of humidity when you step outside. So AC, it is going to be cranking. And by the time we go into Monday, we are looking at record territory for nearly 30, possibly 50 different locations from the mid-Atlantic up into the Northeast. Monday afternoon seems to be the core of it, especially for those in New England. But from anywhere around New York City right down into the nation's capital, Tuesday and Wednesday is still going to be rather concerning as well. New York forecasted 99 degrees. We're still holding on to 104 in Harrisburg. 106 possible for a heat index in Philadelphia.
My goodness, that sounds miserable.
Wonderful.
You're like, I love the blazing heat.
Okay. Hey, listen, Austin, forecasters over at the National Hurricane Center are monitoring four tropical waves, including one in the Eastern Caribbean. NHC confirms tropical development over the central and eastern Atlantic, including the Gulf of America, looks unfavorable through June, so you can go ahead and smile. 5 minutes coming up. We got sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump speaking to reporters after landing in Morristown, New Jersey. He was asked about Iran, saying that they'll only come to the negotiating table if the United States tells Israel to stop its airstrikes. President Trump making no promises.
Well, I think it's very hard to make that request right now. If somebody's winning, it's a little bit harder to do than if somebody's losing. But we're ready, willing, and able, and we've been speaking to Iran, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Iran recently struck an apartment building in Haifa, Israel, causing damage and some injuries. Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, telling Fox News Channel, the Iranians are buying time to build nuclear weapons. He claimed Israel won't stop until Iran's nuclear program is destroyed.
What we are seeing now with the ballistic missiles flying into Israel, imagine they actually had the nuclear capability by now. We cannot take that chance, so we are determined to continue.
Iran is meeting with European diplomats in Geneva. America's listening to Fox News.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
You may think that when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do what they're supposed to do and pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology, 888-774-7557 or Claimology.com. Claimology, now, the art and science of application of fair insurance claim settlements.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the effort to restrict library materials access for Escambia County students. Huge controversy. Got a great update on a bunch of county projects from Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno. Everything from the difficulties with the library software migration to the improvements at the Galvez boat ramp and the Carpenter Creek Headwaters Park project. Commissioner Hofberger has abandoned, at least for now, the idea of a decorative welcome sign to Pensacola Beach. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the Pensacola Beach Gateway sign will not become a reality after all. This week, state funding for the project was removed from the 2025-26 budget. Lawmakers will now refocus on traffic issues, improve access to Pensacola Beach, and lay the groundwork for a more efficient future without compromising the unique character of the area.
Okay, the second story that we're following today, scams have surfaced at the Florida Lottery. Scammers are calling people to claim they won a big prize. Hey, listen, these calls are fake. Do not even consider these ever. The bottom line is this, and I say this because the folks over at the lottery, they will never call you, period. It ain't going to happen. Bottom line, this scam, all they want is your money and personal information. That's it. Floridians were scammed out of more than $1 billion in 2024, up from $874 million in 2023. If you get that call, hang up.
It's as simple as that. And your third and final top story this afternoon, the future of the General Daniel Chappie James Jr. Memorial is in trouble. A June 30th deadline with the city of Pensacola requires the Memorial Foundation to disclose financial statements on project funding. On Thursday, the city says they have not received those documents and are prepared to terminate the agreement. The estimated cost of the project is rising. In July of 2020, the cost was $500,000. 2 years later, it was $500,000. And now the Memorial Plaza is estimated to cost $2.3 million.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
And you know, Austin, when Chris Dosive retired from the position of president of that organization, Cedric Alexander, had a chance to work with Cedric my days over at ECUA. He stepped in when Elvin McCorvey had passed away as a commissioner. He took over his seat. Smart man. And he commented on this situation going on with the foundation, the funds. He says everybody still wants the memorial to happen.
It will terminate at the end of this month on June 30th. However, the foundation believes the current stewardship agreement, of course, which is needed by our county commissioners in order for, you know, to meet certain legal requirements. Mm-hmm. We're going to go forward and with, you know, they're going to go forward with the release of funds for the project.
You know, and you mentioned you gave the numbers out there. The cost just rising out of control. July, it was in 2020, 500,000, 2 years later, a million. Now the memorial, 2.3 million. Yep. A little expensive to do that project.
Just a bit. And volunteers aren't giving up on finding a missing girl in Okaloosa County. Louisiana's United Cajun Navy was in the Gulf yesterday looking for Arkansas 10-year-old Trinity Esslinger. Of course, she went missing over a week ago while swimming in Destin. The sheriff's office gave up the search on Wednesday, but about 50 volunteers continue to look for signs of Trinity. We had heard about awareness still being raised about this situation, so the Cajun Navy doing their part. That's pretty cool.
They always do their part.
Really?
Cajun Navy. You know what I'm saying? Okay, hey, listen, we do want to talk about this. Candidates qualifying, qualifying open next week for the city town council seat. Let me get this right for you. After Councilmember Sandra McMurray Jackson resigned seat 5 back in May, the town charter requires a special election to be held on Tuesday, July 29th. So a candidate, if you want to qualify for this thing, you must be a registered voter in the town of Century. There are no other qualifications there. You just have to be a registered voter. And if you decide to run for that seat, good for you. Stepping up and doing your civic duty. Be proud of yourself.
Absolutely.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Halliburton finds a spot, launches, and hits long three-pointer from Halliburton. Siakam falling away, puts it in at the buzzer.
On ABC, dominant first half of Game 6 of the NBA Finals last night in Indianapolis for the home team. The Pacers, who missed the first 8 shots against the Thunder, built a 3-point lead after one quarter and were up 22 points at halftime after Pascal Siakam nailed a shot at the buzzer. Then, to close the third quarter,
O'Connell whips it out. Toppin tries again. Batted Nimhard. Shepard just gets it off. It's good! It's good! At the buzzer!
On ABC, Ben Shepard's shot to close the third quarter gave the Pacers a 30-point lead over the Thunder entering the final 12 minutes. OKC outscored Indiana in the fourth, 31-18, but the Thunder still lost by 17 points, 108-91. This means whoever wins Sunday's game in Oklahoma City will be the NBA champions.
You know, you got to control the controllables and let the cards fall where they may. You know, it's a one-game series now, and, man, we believe. You know, we got a lot of faith in this group. So take care of our bodies, get ready, and Game 7 NBA Finals, what more can you ask for?
Tyrese Halliburton with ABC after he scored 14 points playing with a strained calf muscle. He'll have a couple of days off before having to play Game 7 Sunday night. The Pacers were led by Obi Toppin. He scored 20 points off the bench. Pascal Siakam had 16 points and 13 rebounds. Oklahoma City was led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 20 points. The Thunder, with a perfect 6-0 record in playoff games this year, immediately following a loss. Soccer, United States men's national team advanced to the quarterfinals of the CONCACAF Gold Cup with a 1-0 win over Saudi Arabia. Next game in the group stage, Sunday against Haiti. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And since we're talking about in some of that mix, we were hearing a lot about basketball, so I'll try to continue to talk about that theme here. Basketball Hall of Famer Vlade Divac is recovering after suffering a spill from his motorcycle. The incident happened Thursday in Montenegro. Sports Illustrated reports that the 57-year-old underwent emergency hip surgery and is in stable condition. He was drafted by the LA Lakers in 1989 and was traded to the Charlotte Hornets in 1996 for the just-drafted Kobe Bryant. Maybe you've heard of him. He also played for the Sacramento Kings during his 16-year NBA career.
Okay, let me just yank it back home here for a second. Wahoos are back on the wrong side of the playing equation, losing to Montgomery 7-6 on Thursday. Pensacola's playing 500 ball, 33-33 in the 25 season. The Wahoos home tonight for game 4 of a 6-game series against the Biscuits. First pitch going out in just a few minutes, half an hour from now, 6:05 they'll do that.
All right. And also a small change coming to the college football playoff. According to Action Network, player availability reports will be required in each stage of the tournament. The tweak was partially made due to the increase in sports betting and the need to cut down on inside information.
Okay, this is an interesting story taking place here. The Dodgers, Los Angeles Dodgers, claims ice made an appearance at the Dodgers Stadium on Thursday. The funny thing about this is ice says they were never there. Christina Coleman reports from Los Angeles.
The Dodgers posted on X, quote, "This morning, ICE agents came to Dodger Stadium and requested permission to access the parking lot. They were denied entry to the grounds by the organization, but ICE responded by saying, false. We were never there." And DHS stated this had nothing to do with the Dodgers. CBP vehicles were in the stadium parking lot very briefly, unrelated to any operation or enforcement. The LA Times reports federal agents gathered near the stadium to conduct a briefing, according to a LAPD source.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, some tips to deal with this hot weather situation this summer. It's not going to get any better, I can tell you this. Lisa Brady, stop it in today with House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. Today is the first official day of summer, and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital has some health tips for the hot weather. First, protect your skin, wearing at least SPF 30 sunscreen and reapplying it every 2 hours. Also, stay hydrated, drinking water regularly, especially when it's hot outside, while also avoiding sugary drinks, instead choosing water or natural fruit-infused beverages. And stay active. You can enjoy low-impact activities like swimming, walking, and biking. But listen to your body. Take breaks and rest when needed. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And experts are urging a wider use of weight loss drugs. The American College of Cardiology says we should use GLP-1 drugs earlier and not require patients to first try healthier lifestyle changes. In major trials, these drugs have been shown to reduce cardiovascular events, improve heart failure symptoms, and help manage fatty liver disease. But there are barriers that include limited insurance coverage, high out-of-pocket costs, and supply shortages.
Well, U.S. health officials are planning to issue new guidelines for moderate drinking. So there you are at a bar, you know, you're drinking. Well, hold on, let me get the list here, make sure I'm on track. Kelly Sabrini has the latest on this.
Moderate drinking has been linked to several health risks. The Surgeon General noted earlier this year that alcohol is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in our country after tobacco and obesity. And a CDC report released last year said the number of deaths due to alcohol climbed 29% between 2016 and 2021. Our Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has stayed silent on alcohol, but he has restructured his department to eliminate the group behind the report. Terry Cunningham, the board president for the Alcohol Justice Group, says this will make America have an alcohol use disorder.
Okay, bans on plastic bags appear to be helping the environment. This is according to a new study released today. Lisa LaCara has more on this story.
The study, published in the journal Science, looked at data from thousands of shoreline cleanups across the U.S., finding areas that tried to cut down on plastic bag use either by banning plastic bags or charging for them saw the number of bags ending up on shorelines fall by at least 25% compared to areas that did nothing. The study also found bans or charging for bags work better at the state level rather than the local level and had a bigger impact in places that had a larger litter problem. But the researchers warn overall more plastic bags are being found across the U.S. There's just not as many in places that decided to take action. Lisa LaCara, Fox News.
All right, 545 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Well, yeah, let's see what we got here now that you mention it. There shouldn't be too much going on. That's exactly what I'm seeing on the map. Looking pretty clear. If you are dealing with any backups, they shouldn't hold you up for long. Our worst looking spot would have to be I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your weather on a local scale, 88 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Could have some, as Chris has been saying, pop-up showers on your Saturday and Sunday, sitting at around 40% chances of storms on both days, along with highs sitting right at or just above 90 degrees.
One thing we can definitely agree on, it's hot. There is a heat dome.
Miserably. You
know, it is hot, and this heat dome is settling over much of the U.S. for the first few days of summer, and Fox Weather says it's ready to bake more than 30 states in extreme temps, especially if you're heading to the Midwest, Central U.S., and Northeast. You see, they didn't mention the West, though, like Los Angeles out on the West Coast. They didn't mention that.
Lucky.
Jill Nato has an update for you.
Dangerous, potentially record-breaking temperatures are expected across much of the country. New York City's forecast to hit triple digits this coming week. And Mayor Eric Adams says...
People don't realize hot weather is one of the most deadly weather-related issues, health issues here in the city.
In Salt Lake City, Utah, pediatrician Jennifer Brenton warns you have to look out for the kids, since heat-related illnesses in children may be harder to spot than in adults.
If they're not sweating, if they seem more sleepy or more irritable, those are all signs that they need to get cooled off quickly.
The high temps should start to ease by next Wednesday for most of the U.S. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Federal Reserve Governor Christopher Waller saying today that he does not expect tariffs to boost inflation significantly, so policymakers should be looking to lower interest rates as early as next month. Waller made his comments on CNBC. A new UBS study says America's millionaire population grew by 379,000 for a total now of nearly 24 million, the most of any country. Much of that wealth came from strong markets and a stable dollar, which have both been disrupted so far this year by a trade war and recession fears. Stocks were mixed today as investors mulled the next move from the Fed while keeping an eye on the latest developments from the Middle East. The Dow gained 35 points, the S&P dropped 13, and the NASDAQ lost 0.5%. Crude oil futures for July closed around $75 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, it is 5:48. News Radio 92.3, a major insurer, is dealing with a possible data breach. Jenny Casola has more.
Aflac is dealing with a cybersecurity incident on its U.S. network caused by a sophisticated cybercrime group it did not name. The incident was identified June 12th. It was able to stop the intrusion within hours and has third-party cybersecurity experts investigating. Aflac says a review is in its early stages. It's unclear yet the total number of individuals affected, though the hackers potentially had access to personal information of customers, including social security numbers and health-related details. Aflac offers accident and pet insurance plans. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And since we're on to subject matter, around 16 billion passwords reportedly compromised after one of the largest data breaches ever. According to Cyber News, logins to social media, VPNs, and user accounts for companies like Apple and Google had all been left exposed. The passwords are often put up for sale on the dark web and can be used for identity theft, fraud, blackmail, whatever else. The data watchdog said it's been monitoring the exposed passwords since the start of this year.
If you're from Southern California, you know about this hamburger place I'm talking about, In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, yeah.
They have the best hamburgers in the world, by the way. Get number two with animal style. You'll be in heaven. But they have been hit with a discrimination lawsuit over hair. It's interesting.
I know where this is.
It's interesting. Here's Lillian Wu.
A California man who was fired from In-N-Out is suing the burger chain for more than $3 million, accusing the company of discrimination. Elijah Obeng, who is black, alleging he received discriminatory treatment and was eventually fired because of his hairstyle, which is in violation of the Crown Act that prohibits race-based hair discrimination. Obeng stating he braided his hair to comply with company policy, but management advised him to cut off his sideburns, which were part of his hairstyle. A request he said he found humiliating and discriminatory. He said shortly before the firing, a supervisor even sent him home to shave them off. In-N-Out claiming his termination was due to prior write-ups. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right. And CVS Caremark facing a class action lawsuit over alleged political text messages to Louisiana residents. Texts sent last week urged people to oppose a bill being considered by state lawmakers, which aims to regulate pharmacy benefit managers. CVS Caremark is a pharmacy benefit manager owned by CVS Health Corporation. CVS customers report being texted that CVS locations in Louisiana would have to close after House Bill 258 passed. The lawsuit claims this was a use of confidential patient info in violation of patient privacy laws.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on today. New legislation could soon make the U.S. dollar a bigger currency. Lauren Simonetti has more on the story.
President Trump directing the House to move lightning fast to pass stablecoin legislation after the Senate did so with support from 18 Democrats in a 68-30 vote Tuesday night. The clock is ticking to get a bill on his desk by August. Stablecoins are cryptos pegged to assets like the dollar or gold. White House crypto and AI czar David Sacks says they're like digital dollars.
Citizens of other countries can decide that they would rather transact in dollars as opposed to their local currencies. And I wouldn't be surprised if you saw countries all over the world dollarize from the bottom up.
The more difficult task for lawmakers is the market structure legislation. The Senate holding a hearing on that Tuesday. Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
Meta is introducing new AI glasses. I like this. Got to check this one out. Fox Business Network's Madison Zolworth is she actually had a chance to try them on and tells us about the features.
These are the new Oakley Meta Smart Glasses. They follow in the footsteps of the Ray-Ban Meta glasses. They can take videos and pictures, and then it's the AI that's embedded into these glasses that really comes with some amazing features. One of my favorites is live translation. If someone speaks to you in Spanish, French, or Italian, the glasses can translate it in your ear in near real time. And then you reply back in English, and it translates it back to the language they were speaking for you. That opens up the world.
That would be pretty amazing, that last part there. Anything visual, I kind of get scared about distractions, especially if they're, you know, if they're Oakleys, so you want to be cool and stylish wearing them on the road or whatever. But no, that last part about the translation, that was pretty insane. 5:52 here, we'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour on this Friday evening of News Radio 92.3.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-626-9692.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-626-9692. That's 800-626-9692.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
I-55, heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. Checking out the weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see. Yeah, man, perfect timing. 5:55 on the dot here. Let's see. Not too much going on. That's typically how it is this time every afternoon. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. As for the weather, we're going to be sitting at around 88 degrees right now. Low of 76 tonight. Saturday and Sunday have some chances of some pop-up showers. About 40% chance of those storms both days, with highs sitting right at or just above 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the release of Oscar-winning film Jaws. Tanya J. Powers has more on the story for us.
5 decades ago, two notes played on a tuba became shorthand for an apex predator in one of the most iconic movies of all time. Jaws, based on the 1974 bestseller by Peter Benchley, is the story of a great white shark that terrorizes a New England town. It also spawned one of the most quoted movie lines.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Starring Roy Scheider and Richard Dreyfuss, it became a summer 1975 blockbuster and one of the highest grossing movies of all time.
He's circling the boat for
us. Want to go back in the water again? A big screen re-release of Jaws is set for August 29th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
I tell you, before you get into that, I was actually at the presser back on the Holodome. It used to be called the Holodome over on Navarre Beach.
Yeah.
It was the Holiday Inn. And they shot scenes from Jaws 2.
Right.
At that. But it's like yesterday going into that auditorium and seeing the stars there, and we for a press conference for Jaws, and now we're looking 50 years back.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Well, I think so.
And R&B star Chris Brown is pleading not guilty to an assault charge in the UK. You've heard us talk about this one. The Grammy winner was in a London courtroom today where he pleaded not guilty to an assault that took place in 2023 when he allegedly hit a music producer with a tequila bottle in a nightclub. Brown is set to stand trial on October 26th after his Breezy Bowl World Tour wraps up.
Yeah, you never throw those bottles around. That gets you in a lot of trouble. A California man who allegedly killed his neighbors at a nudist resort is accused of doing so over a hot dog.
Oh my Lord.
Pun intended. I promise Kristen Goodwin has more.
A judge finding there is sufficient evidence to hold Michael Sparks for trial on two counts of murder and an animal cruelty charge. The 62-year-old is accused of killing 79-year-old Daniel Menard and his 73-year-old wife, Stephanie, at a nudist resort in Redlands, California, dismembering their bodies and drowning their dog. Investigators say the couple's remains were found under Sparks' home at the resort. A Redlands police detective testifying at a preliminary hearing that weeks after Sparks was arrested, a fellow inmate came forward to say Sparks admitted to beating the victims with a rake, a garden hoe, and a hammer because he felt he was being mocked after Mr. Menard bought him a $1 hot dog. Sparks has pleaded not guilty and is due back in court on June 27th. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Lord, people will kill you over anything. And a Florida judge is hearing motions today in advance of rapper YNW Melly's double murder retrial. Defense attorney Ravon Liberty asking for a protective order preventing attorneys from posting confidential info on social media. Ultimately, Liberty withdrew her request for contempt charges against the state. The rapper, whose real name is Jamel Demons, is accused of fatally shooting two friends in 2018. And if convicted, he could potentially face the death penalty.
Okay, here is the question of the afternoon. Will the city with the most aggressive drivers be sharing roads with autonomous vehicles?
I don't know, but that's a fair question.
Eben Brown has maybe the answer.
Waymo, the self-driving car company owned by Google parent Alphabet, is making a return to the streets of New York City. They've applied for a new permit to test the vehicles in the infamous gridlock of Manhattan, but until they get the permit they seek, they'll have human drivers behind the wheels. They last had their vehicles in New York City in 2021 for manual driving and data collection, but New York state law doesn't yet allow for operating autonomous vehicles with no person in the driver's seat. Waymo hopes to get that law changed. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Let me ask you something, Chris.
Fire away.
So if you get into a fender bender with an automatic car,
yes,
I'm sure there's going to be cameras on the car and potentially surveillance around, but hypothetically, if there's not, who would automatically be at blame until proven otherwise?
Boy, that's a great question.
Would it be the driver because you're assuming there's human error or assuming there's a glitch? I mean, I don't know.
Well, you could always claim a glitch, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And just as I said, hope there's no cameras around.
Okay, folks, thanks for having us on this afternoon. Back in 12 minutes, we'll update you on the latest breaking news stories around the area. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.